Hi, Bossies. I'm your host, Shana Kono, and this is the Bossy and Glossy podcast. Before going into today's topic, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Just click the subscribe button so you are the first one to get to listen to the Bossy and Glossy podcast every Wednesday. Subscribe, follow us on social media at Bossy Podcast, and stay tuned for all future episodes. So without further ado, let's get into it. Today, I'm going to talk about how to start your business, how to raise capital, and pretty much how to find the right people to work with. So all these things sound like a lot of things to do. But first and foremost, I think what's really important is, you know, as soon as we get into the mindset of, oh, I need this and that and money or, you know, different resources or people or sponsorships or I don't know what it is that you think of right now when wanting to start something. If you get into that kind of mindset, it really limits your creativity because you think in order to be able to start your business or raise your capital or whatever it is that you want to do, you need certain things. So whenever we get into that mindset, we really truly limit ourselves within our creativity. You put yourself in a certain box, and that is how you should not start any business, any idea, or any project that you are tackling. What you want to do is, you probably have an idea and you think about how you want to elevate, how you want to, you know, grow that idea into a business by yourself. First of all, imagine yourself having nothing. What would you do in this situation? You have no capital, you have no people around you, and you have that idea. How can you turn this idea into a business with no resources or people that work for you? So whatever business you want to start or whatever project it is that you want to do, just make sure you start with this mindset. So from the very beginning, you don't limit yourself within the creativity that you have inside of you, which is obviously really truly the essence of any business, of any idea that is expanding into a project, into a big business, or even a small business. So make sure you let your creativity flow and start from a very easygoing, creative starting point. So now that we have established that, I'm a firm believer that whenever you want to start your business, you gotta write down your main goal. You start with a really important question, and that is, what is the goal with my idea? What is the goal with this business? What is the goal with this project? And once you really think of the goal, the rest of the plan will really fall into place. From there on, just write down in 5 easy steps what steps you need to take in order to be a little closer to that goal of yours. Even though that goal might be away for like the next 3 years, 5 years, but everything you do from now on brings you one step closer to that goal, the main goal that you've set yourself. So let's say you have done everything from the creative process point of view and you have managed to elevate an idea or a business from scratch without anything but your creativity and knowing how to use today's social media tools and different platforms that are available to all of us. And you made sure you wrote down your long-term main goal that you want to achieve with this idea or business. What would be the next step? Obviously, resources do come in handy when you want to expand. Expansion is really important to grow your business because it means it reaches more people. And whatever it is, if you have a solution to a problem or it's a service to people, whatever it is that you do, it's a great thing that it reaches more people. So growth is important because without growth, you will always stay where you are right now. And we don't want that. It's really a great thing to start looking into different firms and different people who you could potentially raise capital from. Because in this instant, we are thinking of you start out with nothing, right? Most people tuning into this podcast, they probably you probably don't have $1 million to just spend relentlessly on any business or any idea, right? So you want to raise capital. How do you do that? What you really need to know in order to raise capital is you're going to give away part of your company, of your business in this case. So whenever you want to approach a venture capital firm or any company to raise capital from, you need to understand that they want something in return. It's usually always a stake in your company, which is fair game because you're going to get a lot of money in return of part of your company because that's all you have to offer in this moment, right? There's not much more you can offer. Otherwise, you wouldn't need their help. So what do they want? Each of these firms, venture capital firms or companies you want to raise money from and capital from, they always want a perfect pitch. For that, the internet is truly such a great place. There are so many amazing pitches from different companies. For example, you can just type in Uber pitch, you know, the car company Uber that we all are pretty familiar with these days. They made a great pitch when they approached the venture capital firm that they raised their Series A and Series B money from. So that would be a really essential step before approaching them, that you have your pitch. And what most people get wrong is they think they have to have made a profit within their first year or second year even of their company. But that is not true. If you approach a venture capital firm with a really great pitch, it's usual that companies don't make any profit within even their first 3 to 5 years. So it's really essential to know that they are understanding that this is part of the game because they always look at the long-term thing. So what they want from you is, you know, what is your long-term goals? What next steps is your company going to undertake in order to tackle these goals? And what are you going to do? What are the things in plan? So you definitely can't go there unprepared, which brings me to my next step, going there. So most people think, okay, I'm going to approach 10 companies or 5 companies that I think suit me well because let's say I'm a tech company. So I pitch them via email. I try to call them, which is really hard because most of venture capital firms, they don't provide any phone numbers because in that case, they would always need to hire somebody only to be on the phone all day long because so many people and companies approach them on a daily basis. And obviously they want to see your pitch. Don't pitch just 5 to 10 people. You need to absolutely pitch around 100 or 150 venture capital firms in order to get 2 firms at least to be interested in your services or products. You should definitely try to approach them around 3 times because they will reject really quickly or they will not even respond to your email. It sounds like a lot, but what do? You just copy paste the email and the pitch that you sent to your first company that you approached and just change the name and then send out all those pitches. So it's not even a lot. You can do that within 2 or 3 days of your life, but it could definitely change the entire narrative of your whole life and company. And the next point would be, make sure you approach the right venture capital firms. There are millions out there, millions of firms and companies, and everyone and each of them is specialized in something different, in funding and providing resources and money to a different niche. Let's say there are a new biotech venture capital firm. And you don't see that because when you go on their website and you see the contact details, it says blah, 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 venture capital, right? But you need to see who they support and who they work with currently because they write in a sentence or two usually on those kind of, you know, subpages on their website that they are only interested in biotech and fintech, for example, right? So if you have a business that sells hair products, let's say, that's not the right venture capital firm to approach. It sounds super self-explanatory, but you would not believe how many people approach the wrong kind of venture capital firms for their businesses. So it's super essential that you do your research. take 2 weeks to research who are the companies who could fit your profile. In total, we can think about taking a month for this task. And that's also not a lot. If you want to start something, you will know that that's not a lot of time. And then, you know, in the third week, I will take a whole week for the pitch, even though it takes 3 days maybe to do that. But you review it, you think about it again, and you research other pitches, and you do a little retouch here and there. And then in the fourth week, I would definitely send it out to all the emails that I have saved and approach all these firms and companies. That would be truly the beginning of kickstarting it. And if there is a fundraiser or anything near you, make sure you research that as well. Right now, obviously, during COVID, there is not a lot of fundraising going on because it's a public event and those kind of things are pretty limited. But as soon as that is an option, make sure you go to these kind of things and raise capital, just asking people and investors who you will always see at those occasions, if they are maybe interested in your company and, you know, providing the resources that you need. But make sure you have an elevator pitch within one sentence, that you know what you're talking about 100%, and that you are informed about every little detail that is in your pitch, so that you are able to communicate it with somebody who's ready to listen to you. And now that we've established all these kind of categories, I want to talk about how to find the right people to work with. At the beginning, a lot of these steps are really challenging, but it's just at the beginning. The first 6 months are going to be really tough. However, it's all worth it because you're doing something you truly enjoy and love. So it won't feel so tough, but it's going to be a lot. So just be easygoing and know that everything will eventually fall into place. Don't be discouraged to continue because it's the persistency that brings success. So let's say you want to search for people to work with. And let's say you don't have a lot of resources yet and you want to find somebody or more people to actually be compatible to work with long term. You don't want to interview people to work for you or intern for you and your company who are not there wholeheartedly and who are not experienced enough, because it's really important to find people who are more knowledgeable than you in another category. Let's say you are really business savvy, you are really number driven, and you know your stats and you know your analytics and that's your game. And then there is another person who's great at marketing, who's great at advertisement and running campaigns. So that's a person you wanna have on your team next, because you don't need another person who knows the stats the best, right? The analytics the best. You need another person who really balances the entire structure of your new idea, of your new business, of your new project. And that would be ideally somebody who's better at something else than you. And in order to really hire somebody like that, you should first look at who you might have encountered in the past with, who's great at something you are not so great at. If you know somebody that's really great, you can approach them, you can tell them what your plan is, and, you know, ask them if they would be interested in an opportunity like this. And if not, there are so many, again, like the internet is incredible. There are so many platforms out there that you could use in order to post a job description of what you exactly want, and there will be so many applicants. Trust me. If you go on Glassdoor, for example, and you post a new job, and nowadays what's really easy, you go on Zoom, out of 30 candidates, there are 3 that really stand out to you. And with them, I would schedule a Zoom call and truly get to know them first as a person. Because in your job and in life, you encounter with a person, not with necessarily their status or their job, right? Or their knowledge. So first and foremost, it's really important that you are on the same wavelength. You understand what the other person thinks out of life, thinks of their family, or, you know, try to create an atmosphere that's really easygoing and has a nice flow to it, where the other person feels comfortable to talk openly about their, you know, views or whatever it is that you will talk about in that job interview. But what's really important here is there will be people who are not maybe so open. And this is something I learned from Ryan Serhant, who I really admire for all his achievements as well within the past 10 years. And what he does is he asks every candidate to talk about a moment they were really, really, truly happy, like their happiest moment in their life and their saddest moment in their lives. And depending on how open they communicate that with you, shows you a lot about that person, and especially what story they will tell you tells you enough about what you need to hear about that person. And in the next step, I would definitely go into why it is, you know, this candidate applied for your job description, what it is really they like about it, and if they could imagine working long term for your company and why. And then eventually in the last step, I would go into the knowledge they would have. What is it that they would do for your company? Is there a spontaneous idea they would have to improve? For example, now that we talk about it, the marketing or advertisement. And those are really the three steps that I would kind of slice the interview process into. And I believe the three things we talked about today really kickstart any business, and they're truly the foundation of starting anything. And I hope these steps kind of inspired you. Sometimes we just need to hear one part of something, and it really gives us an idea and stimulates our imagination, which is so important. Therefore, I hope today brought you a lot of value, a lot of new knowledge and insights about how certain processes work regarding starting a new business or raising capital or hiring people. I hope you enjoyed the episode, and I hope to see you tune in next Wednesday. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and give us a little love. So until next week, bossies, bye.